Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a hot pants style riser pitch approach in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the jungle and old school DNB way. This is one of those transition tricks that can instantly make a section feel like it's about to explode. You've got that classic rave tension, the pitch climbing, the filter opening, the drums still rolling underneath, and then boom, the drop lands clean. Super effective, super usable, and once you learn the workflow, you can throw it into tracks all the time. The main idea today is simple. We're going to build the riser in session view first, shape it with pitch and effects, and then move it into arrangement view so it sits properly in the track. That's important, because in drum and bass, especially jungle and old school styles, the riser should feel like part of the groove. It shouldn't just be a random effect floating on top. First, let's choose the right sound. For this kind of riser, you want something with attitude, a vocal stab, a brass hit, a synth stab, a break slice, or even a short percussive sample can work really well. You're looking for something with character, something that will still sound interesting as it moves up in pitch. If you don't have a sample pack, no stress. You can use simpler with a one-shot, or even build a basic stab with wavy-table or operator. The key is to keep it a little raw. For jungle and old-school DNB, too clean can sound too modern. A bit of grit actually helps. So, create a new MIDI or audio track depending on your source, and load the sound. If it's audio, drop it into simpler. If you're using a synth, make a short stab with a fast attack, a short decay, and a medium release if you need it. You want the sound to have enough body to ride through the build. Now switch over to session view and make a short clip. For beginners, I'd start with a two-bar loop that gives you enough time to build tension without dragging it out. Put the sound on beat 1, and if you want, duplicate it a few times so the riser feels rhythmic rather than like one lonely note stretching across the bar. Now comes the main move. Pitch automation. If you're in simpler, open the clip envelope and automate the transpose parameter. A really good starting point is to begin at minus 12 semitones and rise up to maybe plus 3, plus 5, or even plus 7 semitones over the length of the clip. That gives you a strong upward push without sounding silly or overdone. If you're using a synth, automate pitch, coarse tuning, oscillator pitch, or whatever control your instrument gives you. The goal is the same, a smooth, controlled climb. In DNB, especially in jungle and ravey old-school styles, pitch movement works best when it feels intentional, not random. Now let's shape the tone with auto filter. Put auto filter after the sound source, and set it to a low-pass 24 dB filter. Start the cutoff fairly low, somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz, then automate it opening up as the riser progresses. Add a bit of resonance, maybe around 10 to 25%, and if you need a little more bite, use a touch of drive. This is where the riser really starts to come alive. The pitch goes up, the filter opens, and the sound feels like it's getting brighter and more excited by the second. That's the classic tension and release feeling you want before a drop. Next, let's add some effects. Keep it tasteful, because in drum and bass it's easy to overdo the space and lose the groove. A little echo can work really well. Try a sync time like 1/8 or 1/16 dotted, with feedback around 15 to 35% and a dry slash wet mix around 10 to 25%. If the echo is making the low end messy, filter it so it doesn't crowd the track. Reverb can help too, but use it lightly. You want atmosphere, not a giant wash that buries the drums. Try a decay of around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds. Low cut somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz, and keep the wet amount fairly low. In darker DNB, subtlety goes a long way. If the riser needs more edge, add saturator. A little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, with soft clip on, can help it cut through and give it that gritty energy. This is especially useful if your riser is getting lost once the drums and bass are playing together. At the end of the chain, put utility. This is your control panel for cleanup. If your riser has too much low end, turn on bass mono or just high pass the source earlier in the chain. You can also whiten it a bit if you want more space, or trim the gain if the whole chain is getting too hot. In drum and bass, keeping the low frequencies disciplined is huge. The kick and bass need that space. Now here's where the workflow gets really useful. You've built the riser in session view, and now you want to get it into arrangement view. You've got two main options. One is to hit arrangement record, trigger the clip in session view, and perform the build into the arrangement. That's great if you like a live feel and want to capture the movement exactly as you play it. The other option is to just drag the clip into arrangement view once it's ready. That's cleaner if you already know where it should land. For most beginner workflows, dragging it in is the easiest way to stay organized. When you place it in the arrangement, Think about the phrase. In DNB, risers usually work best in short windows. Often it's the last bar before the drop, or the last two bars of a 16-bar phrase. A really common move is this. Bars 1 to 14 are the main groove, bars 15 and 16 are the riser build, and bar 17 is the drop. Simple, clear, effective. And here's a coach note that matters a lot. Treat the riser like part of the drum arrangement. Don't think of it as some separate effect just floating above everything. It should dance with the beat. It should feel like it belongs in the rhythm of the track. A really useful trick is to leave a little space around the riser. If every track is huge and loud at the same time, the build loses impact. Sometimes the reason a riser doesn't hit hard is not because the riser is weak. It's because everything else is already maxed out. If you want that more classic jungle and old school vibe, here are a few moves that work really well. Use a sampled stab instead of a super polished synth. Add a tiny bit of pitch wobble or instability. Keep the riser rhythmic, maybe even a little chopped. And if you want extra energy, layer a break slice or some noise underneath it. That layered approach can sound massive. You might have the main riser doing the musical motion, while a quiet noise layer adds pressure and a little top-end excitement. You can even run that noise through a high-pass filter and automate it opening up too. Another great trick is to reverse a stab or a cymbal and place it just before the build. That little suction sound can make the transition feel way more dramatic. It's a classic old-school move and it still works every time. If you want to level up the riser further, try making it in two stages. Start darker and lower for the first half, then bring in more brightness and aggression in the second half. Or instead of one smooth rise, make it step up in pitch in small jumps. That stepped motion can feel very ravey and very old-school. Also, don't forget the arrangement around the riser. If the final bar before the drop is full of busy elements, the riser won't have much room to breathe. Sometimes the strongest move is to thin out the bass line slightly, let the drums and riser do the work, and then bring everything back hard on the drop. One more practical tip. Once you like the sound, resample it. Record it to audio, trim it, and drop it into the arrangement. That way you're not endlessly tweaking a live device chain. Commit, move on, and keep building the track. That's a big part of making progress as a producer. Let's quickly recap what you've done. You chose a strong source sound, built a short riser in session view, automated pitch upward, opened the filter over time, added a little echo, reverb, or saturator if needed, controlled the low end with utility, and then moved the result into arrangement view so it lands in the track properly. The core formula is this. Pitch up, filter open, controlled effects, and tight arrangement placement. That combination gives you a proper DNB transition that feels energetic, raw, and musical. For your practice, try making a two-bar riser with a vocal stab or brass hit. Automate transpose from minus 12 semitones up to plus 5. Add auto filter with a low-pass sweep. Put a touch of saturator and a subtle echo on it. Then drag it into arrangement view and place it right before your drop. Listen in context with the drums and bass, and adjust it so it supports the groove instead of fighting it. If you want to push it further, make three versions of the same riser, one clean and controlled, one dirty and ravey, and one chopped and jungle style. Then compare them in the full track. You'll learn a lot just from hearing how different the same basic idea can feel. All right, that's the lesson. Keep it tight, keep it rhythmic, and keep that low and clean. That's how you make a riser hit in jungle and old school DNB.